Good morning, podcast audience. This is your podcaster, Ken Hodge, and this is one of those podcasts that everything in me tells me maybe you don't want to do it, but if you know me, let's get ready for the show. Today, I'm going to be speaking directly to Columbus, Ohio employees, and I am speaking as one of you. I'm just speaking as an employee who recognizes the negative trend with respect. When I say negative, I mean negative as in downsizing, possibly, the post office being restructured to something different. That's what I mean by negative trend. And as an employee, I want to state if there was a motif, or if there was a business statement, a mission statement for this podcast, I say to the employees of Columbus, Ohio, and if this also fits other installations, I say to you that right now, you do more to eliminate your job than the Postmaster General has done so far. I'm going to let that marinate for a minute because I know you can't wait to hear me explain what it is I mean by that. Now, understand, I am a part of what it is I'm about to talk about. So you may get a little upset with me when you hear this, but think about it. And if I'm really way off the mark, then you got a right to be upset. But if you're upset because I'm speaking truth that you may have not focused on, then let's get over it and let's work together to bring about some kind of change. Here we go. We as mail handlers and as clerks every day find yourself going above and beyond as far as your productivity goes. And I see it. So on one hand, that's awesome. But usually people like to go above and beyond because there's some kind of reward for them, whether that reward be additional work hours, whether that reward be a cash award, but there's a reward there. If you look at what's happening in the post office, you look at the downsizing, you look at all those inside Columbus, Ohio, look at the number of delivery barcode sorters that are gone. Look at the robot containerization system that is going to be marked to be gone. So as the post office starts to downsize, again, a basic tenet or principle of automation is you bring in machines to take out manual labor. So when you continue to, as an APWU clerk, unsafely work one person on a machine, yeah, you're helping. You're helping take your job away from you. When you continue as a mail handler to do, as a level 4, arbitrarily do level 5 work, listen to what I'm saying to you. You are helping to take away a job. Because in the APWU case, as far as one clerk operating a delivery barcode sorter, and in the National Postal Mail Handlers Union case, as far as level 4s arbitrarily driving, doing level 5 work, both unions have allowed that to happen with such consistency that it is now factored in to the production that supervisors expect every day. And I say to you, they have no reason to expect that. And you do it as and employees, we do it, well, no, not we, you do it to the point that when other employees don't do it, you look at them as if something is wrong with them. Now, if you think that statement wasn't profound or crazy enough, here's another very concept that if you work toward two apps, you're going to find just as outlandish. There's a young man on the apps who again, we can call it like it is. It's not really airing real dirty laundry. Young man on the apps, that because most of the people there on that tour two apps think his production is so slow that no one really wants to work with him. Stand by, put your seatbelt on, because here's my statement. If you did more work like him, you would help put out a better product and secure more jobs. Yeah, I know if you're listening to this right now, I'm sure some of you are calling me crazy. Some of you calling me, I say it, I don't know. But again, just think about what it is I'm saying to you. When you put that gentleman in an area that should have five people in that area and he don't keep up, they look at him like he's crazy. I look at him like he understands his job. If I can keep up, then I will keep up. But if I can't keep up with a position that should have four additional personnel over there, then you know what? You can talk about me all you want to. I am still doing a great job for the United States Post Office as per what the Post Office asked me to do, not what my individual supervisor. Does that make sense? And again, I need you to let that, you know, think about that for a while. And after you get finished calling me crazy and trying to convince yourself that I don't know what I'm talking about, you give it some more thought. And to my brothers and sisters in the APWU, I can't explain why it is such a thorn in my side when I see one person operating a delivery barcode sorter. Maybe it's because when I was a SDO, that was unheard of. And I don't know, some habits are just stay with you. But listen, folks, in 2016, Ricky R. Dean and Tony McKinnon, again, APWU and the United States Postal Service, agreed that that don't happen anymore. But 4 years later, you still find yourself there. Come on. When folks fight for your right and then you arbitrarily choose not to exercise that right, how long you think people are going to continue fighting for you? And then we arrive at the sense that our unions don't do anything for us. Come on, we got to wake up. And what I'm saying to you, and wow, this podcast got real personal, but what I'm saying to you, it's not to slow down. No, I'm not saying that to you. I'm just saying, understand what your job is and perfect that. And let's bring this right back to where my bid assignment is on the apps. Another example of what it is I'm talking about when we talk about trying to protect our jobs
while simultaneously
putting out a quality postal product. When you are a level 4 sweeper, there's no reason for you to have PID equipment, but you have it anyway. So because you have it, when it's time to dispatch, get equipment, you find yourself in the position to do that. And listen, that's wrong. I'm sorry. I don't care how you slice that, how you look at that. That's not correct. And I know when you hear me say this, you may say, well, I'm lazy or I don't understand. Well, let me say this to you. Again, I'm trying to get you to give the post office what the post office requires, not your direct supervisor. And that is, if the post office, who created these jobs and created these bids, if they wanted every mail handler to drive, then all we would have is level 5 mail handlers. And I'm not saying that in a smart way, but I'm saying that, think about that. The post office decided that I want level 4s to do groundwork and level 5s to do driving work. Now, the New Wave employee has decided, well, I can do this better that way. Well, all I can say to you is if you really feel that way, then you ought to write that up as a suggestion and maybe submit that through the proper channels. But for you to arbitrarily do it and continue doing that, believe me when I tell you, you throw off the balance of your work area or of what the post office projection of your work area should be. And I don't say that as, hey, if you're one of those people that like to go 100 miles an hour with your hair on fire all day, that's fine. Well, guess what? Take that energy, if you are a sweeper, and put it into pulling mail away from the machine and then resetting that mail up for the next run. So again, I'm not even beginning to ask you to drag a third leg on the post office or slow down and interrupt the work process. Not at all. I'm just trying to get you to refocus your energy into where it should be and not where you put it for ease of use, which means you're justifying driving when you should not be. Now, again, let's put this theory to a test. You do it so regularly that absent you doing it, the unit is going to feel the effect. So the next time you want to do that, why not just simply go to your supervisor, ask that supervisor for 1723, which guarantees you're going to get paid for what you're doing, and I guarantee you're going to hear a no.
No, I cannot pay you higher level.
So if the supervisor says, I'm not going to pay you to do that, why would you do that? I just don't understand that. And I'll leave that right there.
You know, I don't work on the dock, but I'm out there quite often. And again, I see mail handlers on a forklift sliding 4 and 5 pallets of mail up and down the dock. Again, if you take your time and do your job properly, there's no need to do that. That's an unsafe act that we do to, or that you do, I don't know, to gain a quicker end time. Well, remember, the end time is predicated on how the post office has their workday schedule. And if you are now working unsafe, sliding 3 or 4 hampers up and down the dock,
I mean pallets of mail,
then that probably means that was a job that should have been done by 2 people. I'm just going to leave you with that. And also, as I point this out, I don't do this to anger my peers or my fellow employees, but I do it because it needs to be said. And when I'm at work, mail handlers on the dock sliding 3 or 4 pallets, you're not going to get, hey, why don't you stop doing that from me? I'm just going to make you aware. Mail handlers who, level 4s who want to arbitrarily drive, you're not going to ever be asked not to do that. I just want to make you aware that you shouldn't do it.
And to the APWU members that believe that one mail processor on a DB is better than 2, and I'm saying you're wrong.
Stop.
I don't care
that
how
Kool-Aid
slow that second person is. One is never going to be better than 2 on a DB. Again, as I go throughout the building, I'm not going to stop you and ask you why there's only one person. I just want to make you aware that that's a violation of contractual rights, and you ought to get boisterous about correcting it. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge. I hope I got you invigorated and stimulated on this Sunday morning. Let's have a productive day.